This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine.
I feel like I can't hear my voice.
Oh, is it?
Like, do I sound normal?
Yeah, you sound normal. Yeah. Sorry guys for no episode last week. Basically, my Wi-Fi was not working. It worked. And I was like, okay, yeah, we're going to be able to record. And literally, like 10 minutes before we were supposed to record, yeah, it went out literally for the whole day. So, yeah, sorry about that. But Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
This will come out on the 1st of January. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, what a year.
I hope you guys had a good Christmas as well. And hope it was merry and jolly.
I had my festive quiz that I was going to do last week.
Can you still do it?
The thing is, I feel like everyone's over Christmas now. Do you know what I mean? But I'm going to save it for next year. Don't worry.
Yeah, because everybody was like, thank you, Jasmine. Everybody was like, you know, they didn't feel very Christmassy to this year. And everyone's overall mood is like, this year, shit. And I'm like, are we all going through the same thing? Or is everyone just saying that?
Yeah.
Like, was your year really shit? Don't claim bad years if your year wasn't bad at all.
This is it.
Like, if your year was just like mediocre and you sailed through it and it was like, you know, same old same, that's not a bad year.
Do you know what? Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to be neutral on my year. I'm trying not to do too much because I know like how easy it is to like focus on the negatives, forget about the positives. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, we made it, you know, day 365. We're here. We're semi-healthy, you know, apart from these colds and coughs and stuff. Like, you know, we have to be grateful for our blessings.
Yeah, the fact that we made it.
Yeah, it's so funny as well because I was just watching a TikTok and it's like obviously superstitious, but the guy was basically saying, don't do any cleaning on the 1st of...
Oh, please.
I know.
Well, I have to now. I have guests. So what now?
Oh, God. Sorry. Yeah, but obviously the thought process behind it is obviously you're cleansing away your blessings for the year, but it's just a superstition.
So we should have guests around and everything should be dirty from New Year's Eve celebration.
Yay.
Was that a pastor or something?
No. This is not no. If anything, the pastor would call him a demon, but. Yeah, it's one of those superstition things. And obviously other superstitions, you know, you put like money in one of your shoes or like you have money. Yeah, stuff like that.
Actually, wait, as I'm kissing my teeth and I don't know, that cleaning one could be someone's blessing. That could be someone's tradition.
Sorry. No, but you know, sometimes, you know, there's some stuff that are just a bit different. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the new year. Vic, are you still here?
Yeah, so I had to Google it.
But whether it's someone's...
Okay, it's not someone's culture, but it's a superstition, like you said.
It's just a superstition.
An old wives' tale. You shouldn't clean at all on the January 1st. Well, by the time you guys have seen this, you probably have done your cleaning.
Yeah, you've probably started. So I hope you've started listening at 12. yeah, basically, they're saying, do all your cleaning New Year's Eve. Obviously, you might have guests over, but you know, say if you have a few dishes in the sink, like just leave them till the 2nd. Cool. Is there anything that you would say you have learnt this year? Well, in 2023?
That's a good question. Maybe I'm more resilient than I think I am.
Mm.
I don't want to be resilient no more, though. I don't want to also have to fight for my life. No, I'm more resilient than I think I am. And then also, I'm quite crafty. I think I'm smart. And then
Sure.
also just to, I don't know, it's a hard one because I want to say like let go and just enjoy the moment sometimes and not let anxiety take over, but it's very hard.
Yeah.
And then also I don't want to be negative all the time, but you know, it's like, this is life. This is like we bumped into Vans yesterday. He was like, oh, you guys didn't record. And you and like bless him, but like it's, you know, you think, no, like I really wish I could like pull myself through like the hard times of this year or last year, sorry. But no, like I feel like I hope you guys like, basically I want to apologize to you guys. Like I really feel bad this year because I felt like I let my low moments allow me not to record
Oh, Vic,
or not.
don't apologize for that.
Yeah,
Like
like I don't
we're
think.
humans.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I poured enough into the pod. But then I think about it, I feel like we just ain't full-time podcasters, guys. So that's just the sad reality of it. And life really does get in the way. And I was listening to Style and City, and they were like, guys, we are normal girls just like you guys. I think that's why you guys always say to us that we're relatable. And it made me sad because I'm thinking, because we're not the world money makers you guys were looking for. We're not the goals.
it? Oh, let me not laugh.
But you know what? I think just, I'll be honest, life just really hit me this year. But I just wanna, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I don't wanna always mask in every negativity. But sometimes it is hard. Like it's just going through hardship. But I think my thing is just to try my best to look on the bright side and just enjoy like little moments. Like even if I'm on a little trip or even if I'm like in central London shopping or walking the streets or whatnot, just enjoy the little moments rather than just like always see the negatives. But it's hard. But I'm thinking I'm gonna just try a little bit to do that. How about you?
No, do you know what? I think similar to you, I'm trying to be a bit more positive, or I want to going forward. Because I'm the kind of person where I just over, like, the way I overthink is disgusting. Like, there's literally times where I'm not sleeping
Yeah, same.
and my brain is just going a million miles per hour. I think about literally every single possibility, likelihood. And you know, sometimes I don't know if you get like these random thoughts that you're just like, I cannot sleep until I find this out as well. Like just randomly, I want to know, oh, what was the name of that film that I watched, you know,
Yeah, I'm like that
two, 3 years
sometimes.
ago, and then I have to Google it like at
But do you know
wait,
what I do
2 a.m.
now? Yeah, but do you know what I do now? Like, if sleep is fighting me, and I'm like, oh, thank you, God, for even allowing the sleep to come back, I'll Google what the thing was. And in the morning, I'll look at it. Like, I'm trying to do that now because I get you. Sometimes I'm like, yes, it's 5 a.m., but I still need to know who was the black guy in Romeo and Juliet.
Sorry. Oh, sorry, this cough is disgusting. It's like it went and came back, sorry.
That's okay.
But yeah, it's like I don't know sometimes how to close my brain off at night. That's something that I really need, I'm struggling with, especially recently. It comes in waves. Sometimes I get really good sleep, then other times it's like I just don't sleep at all. And what did I learn from 2023? I think I learned that I think learning, because it's still a process, I think I'm learning like to sort of follow where the love is. I feel like when we get older, we can kind of get stuck in patterns and routines and what we're used to, so to speak. But it's like, it's okay to change things up a bit. It's okay to form new friendships and, you know, new relationships or whatever it is. It's okay to do all of that. You know, you should go where you feel loved and appreciated.
Definitely.
You don't have to stay stuck in in a particular time or space. And I think as well, trying to be 100% honest or asking myself those probing questions, I feel like this year I've done that a bit more. Like before, I did used to be kind of more, what's it called? A bit more free flow and let me just go with the flow and see where life takes me and this, that, and the other. But this year I've tried to interrogate my feelings a little bit more. Okay, why do you do this? What do you think about this? Being a bit more honest with myself. If this is not how I'm feeling, why am I saying that I don't feel it? Or do you know what I mean? Like just being a bit more honest about how I feel and accepting that it's okay to feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as well, giving other people the space to feel how they feel as well. Because I think sometimes we get ashamed of our negative feelings. Like we get ashamed to be, to say stuff like, oh, I'm jealous or I'm upset or, oh, I'm insecure or I'm this or I'm this.
But just really gives people grace. I feel like you make me a better person.
No way, Vic. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from yesterday.
Oh, that's so nice.
Mm.
That's so nice. Thank you. But yeah, it's like I said, like you, even with this whole pod situation, like we do need grace as human beings. Like it's been difficult, and for a long time we used to work through everything we were going through at home. We used to go to that studio and we used to fight for our lives recording. And it's like sometimes like it's okay to be like, you know what, today, because as well there's another side to it. It's like, yeah, we can push through and give you content and stuff like that. But the other side of it is genuinely our energy is not going to be what you deserve as listeners. So it's like, it's better, in my opinion anyway, it's better that
I agree.
If I'm feeling shitty, if I've had a very shit week or I'm feeling low or something's going on at home, it's better for me to just pause it for the week and then, you know, we resume when we're good to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, as for pouring into the pod, God willing, you know, we'll have our job situation will be at a place where we have a bit more spare time. Because I think that's been another thing for me. Like, work has been working. The last couple of years, work has really been working. And my spare time has really felt spare. So, hopefully moving forward, you know, things will improve or change or whatever. We'll have a bit more capacity. I think there's still like loads. There's loads of potential in the pod. There's loads of stuff that, you know, me personally, that there's literally one thing that I want us to do, and I think I need to make a promise to myself that I'm gonna make sure it happens next year.
What was the thing?
This the merch
oh
stuff.
Yeah,
it was like literally my little project, and it was nearly sorted, like,
oh yeah,
it was very, very close, and then I think it was around the time of, was it COVID or something happened, but next thing you know, it fell through. So this year.
But you know what's scaring me a little bit, Jasmine? I'm just not as positive as I used to be. Well, I am still, but I
about
used to
the
have
pod.
This... No, oh my God, no. In general, yeah. God forbid. Imagine me saying that I'm the pod. Like, hey guys, so I don't like this.
Yeah.
No. Just like I used to always, no matter what happened to me, I'd always be like, I'm going to fight through this. I'll be fine. Going to bounce back. But I think I've taken too many hits.
Yeah.
I think I've taken, and then I'm trying my best to still be positive, but I'm just like, I don't know if I can. Or I always like, when I tell people what's going on, like, oh, are you alright? Like, that sounds like a lot. And I'm like, actually, no, it is a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm acting like it's not a lot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think I still feel like I need to give myself time to even just recoup. The main priority is I need to fix my health, because my low iron has really become the bane of my existence.
That's a good shout.
last year. Like, honestly, I always feel like I am, especially towards the end of like May, I've always felt like I'm, my leg's about to give out. Like, I always feel like I'm one step away from falling down. Like, I always feel a bit like shaky. Yeah. And
have you gone to the GP about it?
Yeah, and they do blood tests and they say you're low iron, but that's it. And they give me the same medication. Yeah. I even take the stronger one because the one they give me is not that strong. I even take the strong, and I'm not seeing any results. So I think I'm going to go back on the pill for my period and see what difference that makes. I think hopefully that will help because I think that's really what's, I think that's the main issue. My periods are too heavy. Because they say you're meant to bleed like a few tablespoons. I'm soaking up pads. I was going to say TMI, but this is free space.
Yeah,
I'm soaking up pads like every 2 hours. So I think it's just too heavy. Yeah, like on the first 2 days, it's too much.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's too much. So I think it might be that. And I pray it's that because I just want to be normal. Like, I don't want to always think, what? Like, and do you know what it is? Just because I'm so tired because of my low iron, I'm always tired. So like, even if I want to go to a walk, or even if I want to go to the gym, or even if I want to go to the shops, I'm like, oh, I'm tired. But then it's not even tired like, oh, life is tiring. It's more like I'm just tired.
Yeah,
and then
you're just, yeah, physically.
I start beating myself up about it. I'm like, why are you so tired all the time at your young age? I start beating myself up and I start extending myself. Like, I start doing all this stuff and then I know I'm tired, but I'm still pushing.
And making yourself more tired.
But hopefully I can get it sorted next year because I just think it's becoming too much. I saw some people say that they get blood transfusions. But then even that, there's guilt. But there's guilt because it's like, is there not other way I can go with that? Because I feel like even blood for black people, especially in the UK, isn't that quite rare? And I've always wanted to give blood, but they were told me that you don't have enough.
Yeah. Do you know what? I feel like with your, what's it called? Like, yeah, I think the medication that they give you might do something, but sometimes there's like, there might be another vitamin that you're deficient in that's also causing you to be a bit more tired. I don't know if it's, is it magnesium? Magnesium is supposed to help you sleep, but I think it also helps with like absorbing certain, maybe it will help you better absorb the iron tablets that they're giving you, or whatever it may be, or vitamin D might help. By the way, guys, this is not medical advice. This is just, I'm just saying that there might be other things to look at that might help you like absorb it a bit better.
And that's when I clocked that my hair wasn't growing because I was like, what is going on? So do you think there's something wrong with me? And it's not even on a, oh, I'm just tired because of life. It's like, no, there's something wrong with my body. And then it just, and then sometimes my heart will flutter. And the thing is, Jasmine, I'm scared. It's like, when I go to the doctors, they're not taking it seriously. I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. But
I do think heart flutters are normal.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I get pain and I'm like, this is it, guys. Because I'm like, okay. Because you know, sometimes you get a pain on your right side. And I'm like, oh, is that my heart? No. My heart's on the left side. But then when I get the pain in the left side, I'm like, all right, that's it. That's me.
Damn.
Yeah.
But all in all, it'll be a good year. Going to stay positive. I've not got like any crazy goals. I just want to have a good year. Like, I'm not even just like on a pressure thing. Like, this year must be amazing. Like, even if I sail past this year and it's just decent, I'm grateful.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think this 2023, I might have set my, I don't know if I set myself anything in particular. I don't remember, but definitely it was just a year where I was just like, you know what? I just want to see how it goes because I think 2022 was very, very difficult for me. So 2023, I was like, I don't want to say too much because last year I was extremely optimistic. Yeah.
Boy, 1 year, 2021, I was saying all sorts. I'll put that future in me.
I had a dream.
Yeah. Boy, I had dreams. But it's good. The thing is, it is good to be ambitious. It's good to strive for things. And I still don't think just because like you didn't reach them like weeks, because sometimes I don't know what was going on in that year, that future me, because everybody was saying the same thing that they put things. I was putting things I was saying, and I'll pass my driving, even though I didn't have no test. I'll pass it. But it's good to be, it's good. Like, honestly, I do vision boards every year. Mm. But I was really stuck doing the vision board this year. Maybe I'll talk about it later on, but like, I was really stuck doing it. I just find it quite difficult to do. But maybe it was just because I was just like, there's too much pressure. Just like, I just put in little things like read books, eat healthy, pray. But even that, you know, I read this book. Oh, what is it called? One second. I actually want to give you guys the name. I read this book, Confident and Killing It. And she said, yeah, so sometimes, you know, when you look at your end of year list and you're like, I didn't achieve anything on this. I'm a failure. Yeah. I'm rubbish. Ratata. Firstly, let's just be grateful you made it through the year. Like, just to even be going to work, seeing your friends, seeing your family, that's an achievement in itself.
Yeah. Definitely.
Let's just, everybody clap for yourselves.
Woohoo. Yeah.
Well done. So, the other thing I wanted to say was, sometimes we have this, I'm like, oh, eat healthy, go gym 3 times a week. In fact, some of you are crazy and you put 5. I'll see people's list, go gym 5 times a week. I'm like, you're dropping remotes.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then they'll be like, oh, I must get a pay rise. I must get this. Some of the things are not even in your hands. Okay. Mm. But the book, is called Confident and Killing It. And she says, sometimes we beat ourselves up for not doing stuff, right? Or we will say like, oh, I'm not a confident person, or I'm not this, I'm not that. And it's because you maybe did a presentation, you started once.
Yeah.
But majority of it is positive.
Mm.
So, okay, you didn't go to the gym 5 times, but you went once. Some of us have not touched our membership since Feb.
It's true.
I'm talking about me. And guess what? Mm. I'm still going to pat myself on the back because that's 2 months out of 12.
As you should.
So I just feel like we should not put too much pressure on ourselves and just give ourselves the grace. Like, do you know what? Yeah, maybe I should have went more, but I didn't. And like, it's fine.
Mm.
Do you know? Nobody's going to collapse. Nobody's going to die. I did the best I could. Honestly, I do think everyone should do a vision board. I did see a tweet going around being like, you shouldn't make your vision boards private. I mean, you should make it private.
Yeah.
And I've never really shared mine on the internet. Because mine's so personal.
I always think that as well. Like, I'm like, I thought vision boards are supposed to be personal. Well, not supposed to be, but, you know, like, they can be quite personal.
Mm.
So, yeah, when people share them, I'm just be like, oh, okay. But, you know, it's good to also be inspired. So
yeah, definitely.
Okay, so, you know, when you make, how do you make a vision board? Is it just like, do you make yours physically or do you do yours digitally?
Digitally. So what I do is I make it on Canva and I make it as like a screensaver, a wallpaper even. So for all the little pictures I want, I do career, I do love. Like, with love, it's like family, friends, all that. And then kind of travel. What else? Just positive. And it could be little things. It could be like wanting to watch more films, wanting to read more books, wanting to, like, some, I've got bits like, oh, wanting to travel more of the UK, or, you know, wanting to have a car, or passing my tests, or, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now I've got like renovation stuff, like, oh, I want to actually, not renovate, am I using the word right? Decorate. I want to decorate, like, my 2 rooms. Just little things like that. Not too much pressure. I don't want to put too much pressure on my head. You know, we'll come as we go, you know?
Yeah.
And then I do a list, like I do a real detailed list. And sometimes those lists can be like a bit obscure, but the reason why I do those detailed lists is so I can be like, okay, this is where I'd like to be this year, and this is where I'd like to be next year. What steps can I take to get there?
To get there.
Yeah.
This is it, yeah.
If that's the goal, what things do I need to change? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm saying that I want to decorate both rooms, what are the big purchases? What are the small purchases?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what are the steps I need to get there? If I'm saying I want to be a senior accountant, what steps do I need to take to get there? Do you know what I mean? And also, it's also being like, nothing's new under the sun. So it's also kind of like talking to other accountants, being like, okay, I need to go to this accounting convention in London and talk to them and ask people, how did they get pay rise? How did they do this? How did they do that? Like, nothing's new under the sun.
Yeah.
So because you need to do that, that might be another goal of putting yourself out there. So it's just all these little things that will add up. Because I think it's good to have a plan. Like, I'm so jealous of people that just wing it in life and it all works out. But with me, I think I'm always, and it's that overthinking thing. Because I always constantly overthink, I always have a plan, which I think is a good thing. And then another thing I do, I have a finance budget thing as well. So I'll kind of like budget and be like, okay, so these are the big purchases of the year. This is where I need to save, or this is where I need to cut back, maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and also just reviewing finances and being like, okay, do I need this membership? Do I need this? Do I need that? Can I pause that? Can I, you know, just kind of looking at everything. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
No, but I feel like, do you know what I feel like? I feel like I need a bit of you and you need a bit of me. Like, I need that strictness in my life. Do you know what I mean? That I need that structure, because it's like, yeah, I'll be like, oh yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. But I look at my finances loosely. So I know, okay, you know, like, all my main stuff comes out after the first second, which is scary, because it means that for the rest of the month, I'm like, okay, this is my budget for the rest of the month. But it's like, I actually need to break it down and be like, if my goal is to, let's say, redecorate my room, you know, what are the costs that are going to come with that? You know, what do I want it to look like? What are the costs that are going to come with it? How much money do I need to put aside? But I'm not doing that. I'm just like, okay, we'll see where I am in, I don't know, in 2 months' time. We'll see.
But
like,
at the same time, there's kind of nothing wrong with that. It's just how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. Last year, I was just like, oh, I wish I was a bit more, like, I wish I said more yes to more trips. Like, I said no to a few things, because I was like, if I say yes to this, I don't know if I'm financially happy with my savings to say, like, I just don't think it was a smart decision. And I was meant to use the money to even renovate, decorate, but I didn't. And then when I lost my job, I was like, this is why I'm so, like, I'm happy I have state savings to carry me, but I was just kind of like, it, like, imagine if I didn't done
something. Yeah.
No. I still wish. Oh, I still wish I went on this trip. But I was kind of like, so, I remember I was just crying, looking at my savings. Like, I'm so happy this is here. But then I was thinking, but maybe I would have found a way to push through. I don't know. But I do. I don't know. It's one of those ones, Jasmine. When you have savings, you're kind of like, you're grateful it's there, but then you don't want to always live in a scarcity mindset. Like, I always need savings.
Do you know what you need, or maybe not need, but do you know what is good? So I have it now. It's literally just a pot of money, and I've literally called it enjoyment. So it's literally just a pot of money where if there is, let's say someone says, oh, do you want to go away for like a weekend or whatever? Like, that's the pot of money that I look to.
Okay.
And it's like separate from my day-to-day spending.
That's a good idea.
And like, I just put money aside every now and again into that enjoyment pot. So I know that, you know, when there is something like that, I know that that's the money I can use to do anything fun, really. But everything else is just like my day-to-day spending.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Because then it makes you, like, I think psychologically it makes you feel less guilty. So it's still technically savings, but it's savings designated for you to sort of unwind or enjoy or whatever it is. So I think psychologically it might make you feel less guilty about using it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's a really good idea, Jazz.
Yeah,
I think I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, and I think in the next year, in order to get a bit more structure, I'm gonna sort of, like, I saw someone talk about it online, and it's like they're gonna actually do, like, I guess what you do at the end of a year, they're gonna do it like quarterly. But I'm not gonna be like crazy, but I think if I sort of like review or like look at what I'm doing every 3 months or so, So I know, okay, this is the progress I'm making towards this. And I think then you can sort of set yourself little goals to do by the end of that 3 months. Like, okay, by the end of this 3 months, I want to have, let's say, £400 saved towards redecorating. By the end of this 3 months, I want to make sure, let's say if I'm talking about the podcast merch thing, I want to make sure I've found a supplier at least. Or I want to make sure we have a design. Do you know what I mean? Like just setting those small little goals.
That's, so that, I think that's really good, But I think what I'm seeing online is kind of like everyone's treating it like a business plan. Like everyone's treating themselves like a business. It's just like, Q4, I've got to do X, Y, Z. This, I've got to do that. This, I've got to hit the KPI. Oh, I think you're human.
Yeah, you're human.
I'm thinking, wow, like, this is too much. And you know what? Maybe next year, that's my thing for next year. Oh, this year, sorry. I want to take it easy. Like, no, I'm going to work hard. Like, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to do what I need to do. But I'm going to take it easy in the sense where I'm not a business. Like, I don't want to keep fighting. I don't want to be too stressed. And I hate always talking about my property, but like, I felt that gave me a different kind of stress that whole period. I mean, I'm happy made it on the other
imagine.
Side. But I feel like, and the other day I was like, maybe I shouldn't have done it at the age I did it. But no, I actually don't want to talk myself out of that because I saw.
No, I think you did it at the perfect time. Are you seeing the market?
Yeah, it's true. But I saw this girl. She said sometimes some of the decisions you make when you're young really do help you when you're older. And sometimes there's this kind of rhetoric like, oh, enjoy yourself and don't live, you know, recklessly and live your best life. You'll sort it out later. But the way my anxiety is set up, I don't even think that's even possible. But yeah, I think I'm happy now. I don't have like that constant like, and I know it's a privilege, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to even set myself and be like, oh, I need to buy a bigger property in 2 years, or I need to do this, I need to do it. I just want to take it easy. Like, this is take not a business. Like, this is just living. I'm really just doing black girls living for real. Like, I just want to live.
No, man, that's a
I think
shout.
I want to travel more. I think that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to travel more.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you deserve to like rest, recoup, and then just relax a little bit.
And I don't even want to be lazy. I hope this doesn't sound lazy. I think this year will be a resting year for me. I think it will be resting.
As it should be, as it should be. I feel like you've been like go, go, go for the last few years, to be fair. Like, yeah, you deserve this. You deserve a resting year.
100%. But the craziest thing, I've seen people being like, not being that happy with people posting their highlights of the year. Like I saw a few TikToks and stories about it. Like people saying, oh, it's coming across like a little bit insensitive because not everyone has a good year. It's a bit humble bragging.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, some people's lists were generally so pure and like so like cute. But like, this is just adorable. I don't know if you saw Kike AJ's one on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I was fighting back tears. I was like, this is the cutest thing. But I think everybody should share. Do you know why? Because, listen, nobody's posting the L's. No one's posting the L's. When you're showing off that ring, no, you're not posting, hey, and these are the disgusting days that I went on with these smelly rats.
No, like, but what was that sound where people were posting their L's to? That's what those people need to watch then. There was a particular sound where everyone was posting their L's.
I can't remember now, but it was too much.
But it's like, if that's what you want to see, like you can actually find that
much.
These days.
It was too much.
But people celebrating their highlights is really triggering people.
I don't think I'm against it. I actually think people should do it. Like, even if you're into the new year, I still think you should, like, even if it's just for you personally, like, I think you should still share it, like, I still think you should just be like, listen, this is what I've achieved this year. Because you look back and you're like, wow, I really did things. And I'm sure, like, Jasmine, I'm sure you've done stuff this year that you completely forgot about. I've done stuff that I've completely forgot about. Because we're just so, well, especially me, I'm just so like, oh, wasn't a good year. But it's like, sis, you did X, Y, and Z. Do you know what I mean? But it's always good, especially if, like, work-wise, it's always good to reflect on your work life as well and be like, okay, what have I achieved this year? And just make a bank of it, because that's how you just be going through life thinking, oh, I'm not really a good worker, or I've not achieved anything. And it's like, but in Q2, this is when you need to do the business. In Q2, you did X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, no, facts. Facts. Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, you know, I'm gonna start off the year a fresh new feel, what's it called? As positive as I can be. I'll go into it positively. And I think maybe, yeah, try to make a note of the stuff I've achieved as I go through the year. Because sometimes, like now, when I think about what did I achieve in 2023, I'm probably like, my mind is like, I'm really racking my brain. And I'm like, I don't actually know. But that's also okay. Like, that's
Okay.
okay. I
Go
made
through a
it.
camera roll.
Yeah, that's true.
Just you've achieved things. I don't want to be out of your life on the pod, but you have. Like,
Thank
even if
you.
you go on your phone right now, congratulations, you'll see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. That's
So
true.
don't put yourself down.
Yeah. No, I won't. Thank you. I needed to hear that. What was I gonna say? I mean, should we see if we have any dilemmas, or
Yeah, sure thing.
shall we?
Not a dilemma, but just wanted to say big up you guys. You did an ep about buying property, and at the time was really put off because of the interest rates. But it inspired me to start my journey, and I moved into my flat 2 months ago. Without that episode, I probably wouldn't have started the process. Wow. That's
Oh, wow.
crazy.
That's
Keep going, putting
amazing.
in the work. This pod is going to big places. Wow, that's insane. Well, congratulations to
Congratulations.
you.
Yeah.
That's
For
insane.
real.
Oh boy.
Honestly, buying property in this UK,
Even
especially.
renting, sorry, is
Yeah,
absolutely
even
wild.
renting is such an achievement.
The remortgaging, hey, the interest rates, anyways. Oh Lord, this one's a bit mad.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'm the only black girl in my department at work, and I don't want to jump into conclusions, but I suspect the head of the department might be racist. They speak to me, they speak to everyone, but is silent when he sits next to me. He doesn't reply when I say hello. Any tips how not to be anxious about this? Thank you. Do you know racism is so crazy? Because like you're even asking us how to navigate around a racist person. Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that is not it, boy.
It's
That
so
is
awful,
not
isn't it? Because
it.
it's like this is such a do you know what, yeah? I think sometimes sorry. And I say this it from a place where obviously I'm not in your situation, but I think if I was gonna get through that situation, I would have to delude myself. I would have to tell myself, this man, he doesn't like me, but it's not because I'm black. And that's okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to live in delusion in order to not drive myself mad. Because there's gonna be people at work that maybe you don't like, and it's not for any particular reason, or maybe there is a reason. But it's okay that you don't like them. But you still do have to be professional. Do you get what I mean? But I wouldn't be able, I don't think I would be able to function knowing that someone is actively being racist against me. So if I do want to stay there or I want to proceed at that job, I would have to delude myself. Yeah, it's not because I'm
Unfortunately,
black. Yeah, it's not because I'm black.
Jaguar.
Maybe. I'll even start telling myself, yeah, it's because I stink.
No!
Sorry.
My
No, but I'll start
gosh.
coming up with other reasons. How to navigate that? Genuinely, I do think that the only way is to live in delusion. And I'm so sorry because it's not fair on us. Like, you shouldn't have to do that. You definitely shouldn't. You shouldn't have to deal with that. But genuinely, I feel like it's the only way to sort of combat the anxiety around it. Like, you just have to tell yourself, like, it's okay. You know, as long as that person is not in like a decision, like as long as he's not actively going to impact like your progression or anything like that. Like if he was my direct line manager and he was racist, that's a different story. But I think if it's just someone there, someone that's a bit senior or whatever, but he doesn't really impact you directly. I think, yeah, live in delusion. Like, it's actually okay. You don't have to like me. It's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Okay, we've got another one. How to cut with all your friends, get it into relationships, married, kids. Hi, I'm 30, female, black. Okay, firstly, my friend moved out of the city and I rarely see her, but it does make sense why she moved. The next is her husband didn't want her talking to me anymore.
Oh my gosh.
12-year relationship ended.
What?
The rest have found partners last year and I feel like they got on the last chopper out of the war zone.
Sorry.
I'm still there. And I'm really, really tired of dating. I date all races and I done the work. Oh, I hate when black women have to say it. Or just hate when women have to say it. Well, it's mainly black women I hear saying that. Like, I've done the work. I just feel like we shouldn't, like, I hate that.
And a lot of these men
are not.
The feminine
coaches. Oh my God, I hate the feminine coaches
have not
convinced us that, oh, you need to do the work. You need to heal within. The thing is, you need to heal within to be a fully functioning
just
human.
Just a functioning person in society, yeah.
That does not, and oh, when you heal within, the men you will draw. The high caliber, the high earning, the Henrys, the high earning, not yet rich men. Oh, you can
think
on
this term. You
the Henrys.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go back to the dilemma. I've done the work, and I'm thinking, what more do I have to do? Oh man, and I think it's hard because my girls are everything. Oh gosh, my mom passed away. Oh, bless him, so sorry. My mom passed away when I was 5, and I'm an only child. Me and my dad have a good relationship, but I live alone. Also, with kids, I have endo and sickle cell, so that's another factor I feel I have to navigate. So when people say you'll find someone, I find it hard to believe some days. But yeah, I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
What is your, firstly, the husband, why is he being such a cock block?
Yeah,
and why can't you have
that's
friends?
Weird.
That's really sad.
Yeah, even from like more of a concerned perspective,
yeah,
like
definitely.
That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound healthy.
Yeah, it
but I
sounds
think
like he's isolating her.
Yeah, I think she stay on her sidelines just in case. No, that doesn't sound right. Maybe you guys have to have a secret relationship.
Yeah.
Meet in secret.
Yeah, something. And I feel like as well, with like all your friends like getting with someone or like expanding their families and stuff, I can understand like how that can be a bit like, I don't want to say scary, but you might feel like, oh, I'm being, I don't know, like, am I behind or is, you know, is it too late for me, this, any other? But I know it's easier said than done, but just know that it's not the end of your story.
Yeah.
Like, you're 30 years old. You still have so much time before you have to get to that point where you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's too late for me. Like, there's still, you still have so much life left. Do you know what I mean? And what I would say is, again, easier said than done, but try not to make, the quickest way to get a man, in my opinion, is to decenter them completely. I'm just going to say it. Like, when you're not looking, when you're not thinking about it, that's when all of a sudden, you know, someone comes along and you're just thinking, oh, okay, like, I'm interested. I feel like, genuinely, like, you can put all your effort in. Like you said, you've done the work, you've done everything you can do at this point. I feel like now just sort of focus on you. Put yourself first, your health first. Keep going, basically. Just keep going. Do what you need to do. But you don't need to, you're not on a timer. I know it might feel like that, but you're not on a timer. You're definitely not at an age where you should be panicking about, you know, am I going to be able to, you know, have a family, stuff like that. Like, you're good. You're good. And I want you to trust that and believe that, because, yeah, there would be nothing worse than sort of getting into a relationship or whatever it may be, and they're not the right fit or they're not the right person for you. Like, you don't need to be with someone just to be coupled. Like,
There's
make sure
actually,
it is the right person for you.
yeah.
So
And do you
take
know,
your time. Take your time with it.
that's such really good advice, Jazz. Do you know what I really think here? I think a lot of the times when women say, like, oh, I can't find anybody, or I don't have anyone, I always think to myself, yeah, like we have to word it differently. It's not that you can't, because honestly, if I said to a single, like my single friend, when they say, oh, I don't have a man, you're talking to, I know you're talking to someone right now. They might be musty, they might be dusty, but you know that's not the man for you. But if you wanted to and make that guy your official husband or your official boyfriend, you could do that like that. Because
Yeah,
you have guys
it's
chasing after
true.
you. That's always the case. You always have guys chasing after you, but they're not the one. And it's good that you're not making them the one, because you're just wasting your time if you want to, you know, you're kind of like, I'm in an arm of someone who's not the one. So it's not the fact that you can't find anyone. It's not the fact that no one's there for you. You're just, that's not the one.
Yeah.
It's just not the one. And like, you do not want to waste your time trying to force someone to be the one. It's just a
Yeah.
waste of your time. Like, and the second thing I'll say is, if you really, really want to be in a relationship and that's like a goal of yours, there's no shame in that as well. Because sometimes I feel like people, I see stuff online, people are like, oh my God, like some people just carry men on their heads and like it's men, 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 men. But there's nothing wrong with like wanting a partnership. There's nothing wrong with
Yeah.
wanting love. If that is the case, you have to be everywhere. You have to be outside. And I would say this to Jasmine, Jasmine's like, no, you wouldn't. And I'm like, I'd be walking to Tesco. I'd be everywhere. If that was the goal, I'd be like, okay, Jazz, maybe we'd even record in a studio with a, you know, that studio we went to in Shoreditch with the doors outside.
Oh, where they had loads.
Yeah.
They had loads of different, yeah.
So you put yourself in prime optimum positions for networking. What is your industry? You work in the medical field. Whenever there's a black conference for medical, you're there. Every opportunity to mingle and network, but you have to be available. You need to put yourself out there. Because like, you can't say, oh, I really want this, I want that, I want that. And then you're at home all the time, or you're saying no to going out. Then you're not going to be in a position to potentially finding a one. And the one might be, a lot of girls are saying the one might be in a different country. So it's just opening
And
yourself up.
that's also another thing to consider as well. Like, I do think that a lot of people are finding love abroad, and yeah, that's another thing to explore.
Yeah.
And we are in like such a good age for what's it called? Meeting people across the pond. Like, what, 10 years ago, even further than that, 10, 15 years ago. How hard would it have been to like find someone abroad? But now we have the internet. Like,
Yeah.
you can definitely connect with people from different countries, and you just never know.
Yeah, definitely. But you'll be fine, honestly. I think, but then I also to remember that, I know you're saying like your friendship group, but remember that this time of the year, I feel like from winter onwards, every day, engagement, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day.
Yeah.
And you're
Don't
thinking,
worry,
ah,
summer will be your time to shine. Summer
amen.
will be the time they'll be looking at you because you'll be out here. So, yeah, we all have our seasons and our times. Just know that your season is
Exactly.
coming. It's
That's so true.
coming.
Alrighty, guys. Well, have an amazing new year. This year will be a positive one. I hope you guys, you know, have achieved everything you want to achieve. And also, I just want to speak to people that are thinking that they want to do something, but they're too scared about what people think. I don't know whether it's like presenting or talking or starting a podcast, starting a YouTube, starting TikTok. Please do it. I'm dragging you, yeah. Please do it. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do it. Like, we don't have any more times to be like, oh, I wonder what people think of me. Do you know what? I saw TikTok here, and it was like, it was, you know, not annoying. I'm not gonna lie, it's annoying, but I get where the person was coming from. You know those annoying TikToks where influencers are like, oh, come with me to do everything on my errands, on my errand day, and like you as a 9-to-5 worker, you're thinking, shh, you even get errand day. Some
it.
of us, we have to manage our, you know, we're going to the post office, going to gym in that 1 hour allocated. But then some girl said, she made a TikTok stitching it, and she said, it's interesting when we judge people. So people will not be an influencer. People will not do this job because of how it's perceived. You're already being judged doing it. Do you get it? Like, but I want to say to people, if that's what you want to do, fuck
it.
What me and Jazz have to say. Even fuck us laughing now. Because guess who gets the last? Guess who gets Erin Day?
It's true.
You.
It's true.
But honestly, I really want people to feel like, I really, really want people to listen to this and be like, okay, I want to do this. I want to make a gaming channel. I want to do something different. I want to start a business. Like, just do it, please. And also, if it flops, yeah, so what? Guys, I've done bare things that flopped. Bare things. And it's good on the CV. Me and Jasmine made a magazine. Me and Jasmine, Ikra and Naveen made a magazine when we were younger. And it was really good. I could not even believe that. I was looking at it the other day. I even send you some pictures, Jasmine, from it.
Yeah, please send it to me, because obviously the website died.
But I was thinking,
we actually did that, yeah.
And that helped, like, our careers. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, please don't worry too much about what people think. Please do what you need to do for yourself. Do what makes your heart happy. And yeah, please have a good year. Take it easy. Not too much on yourselves.
Yeah, another thing I've seen is like people saying, like don't be afraid to be cringy, and I think it sort of it feeds into this whole thing of like trying to forget what other people say, or like if something's cringe, like people that do cringy things, they're probably like some of the happiest people in the world because they don't give a fuck.
I want to be like that.
That's
some.
Exactly.
I need to go back and delete all my old TikToks, but something in me is thinking when I get there. I'm gonna vomit. But yeah, some people do not give a single fuck. But do you think the cringy thing is being British? I think, Jazz. If we were American, I don't think we would care.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's like that Britishness inside us is like we're fighting cringe every single second of every day. That's what being British is.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh. But yes, I think fighting through that, being cringe, being as cringe as you can be, just to get over that initial fear of being cringe. And then,
what even is being cringe?
I don't know. I think it's just...
I think it might be a jealousy thing, you know? I feel like it's people being jealous that we're not
called it
brave
a
enough.
Word.
Yeah, we're not brave enough to be as bold as another person.
Yeah.
Or is it really cringe? Because now I'm going to look out for things and be like, is that cringe?
Is this cringe or is
confident?
This bold? Yeah. Is it cringe or is it bold? That's a good question. It's a good question. Yeah, so don't... I guess if we reword it then, don't be afraid to be bold in 2024. But yeah, let's wrap it up, guys. Thank you for listening to the first episode of 2024 of Black Girls Living. I know, right? Catch us at Black Girls Living Without the G on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere, basically. My account is Jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Vixenissi on Instagram. All right, guys. Have a blessed week.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.